All right, now welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen and my radio partner Pete Bursich for one of my very favorite parts of the show. We get a chance to look at coaches' film with a former coach and former player. And we are going to focus extensively on one of the better defensive players in the NFL. His name is Cam Wake, and he plays for the Miami Dolphins. But first, from 6-8, final road game coming up today. Just channel your inner coach and former player and reemphasize the importance of winning these games and not worrying about where you fall in the 2015 draft.
Yeah, I mean, no one in this building except for maybe some of the scouts and front offices, they're even concerned about the draft. As a player, you want to make sure that you finish the season playing as well as you can. That way you can get invited back for next year. And same thing with the coaching staff. They don't look more than a week ahead at a time, Paul. They can't afford to. And what they're going to be concentrating on is being able to beat the Miami Dolphins, try to finish the season at 8-8.
Now, we've seen a lot of good defensive players this year and watching film via the Menards film room. But this Cameron Wake, the left defensive end for the Miami Dolphins, he's a cut above, isn't he?
He is. He's a pleasure to watch. He reminds me a lot of a younger Trent Cole. These guys, he can rush with speed. He can rush with leverage. It's just fun to watch some of these guys rush the passer.
Menards Film Room, Cam Wake and more.
All right, Paul, one of the qualities or characteristics you hear a lot about defensive linemen is what they call get-off. And what we mean is getting off on the snap of the ball. Cameron Wake, you're always going to find him at left defensive end. And if I can get this thing to pause just right, you'll get to see just how quickly this guy can get off the football. So Brady's under center. He's getting ready to snap it. By the time 98 even gets his hand off the dirt, he is already almost 2 yards behind this tight end,
wow,
whose job it is to turn out and block him. And you will see very quickly here just how fruitless it is. He's already to the back of this tight end. He's got him beat. Got the arm behind his back. He has no chance of slowing Cameron Wake down. Brady, with the play action, he's supposed to get some help from his running back, but he was beaten so quickly the running back can't even get back to help. So, yeah, you have two guys accounting for on him. But the other thing that he does is he finishes. You see that right hand come in.
Yep.
He gets that hand on the ball, gets the ball loose, fumble, and then Miami recovers. So,
and Cam Wake has 4 forced fumbles this year.
Exactly. So he has a knack for doing that here against the Chicago Bears. Lining up at left defensive end, he can beat you with speed as well. Same thing, the get-off. Just the amount of ground he gains with that first step is over a yard. But here he is, just beat, arms on the shoulders, dip.
Wow.
And this is what getting low is. That's leverage. That's
Jeez.
Ripping and getting underneath. Cutler thinks he can get out. Boom, again, there it is, the strip sack. So
wow.
He not only gets there, he makes an impact when he gets there.
Yeah.
So what do teams try to do? They try to double-team him. Now, this is a West Coast thing where they try to use a tight end, again, to block a defensive end, and it doesn't always work. But, again, we're seeing, look at the get-off.
Mm.
He's already almost to the back of this tight end, and this tight end is in a punt protection stance to get him. So he tries to get out and gets him on, but you have two guys now.
Yeah.
Running back and a tight end, you think two would beat one.
Look
at the leverage he has. He
wow.
picks the tight end up and basically dumps him. And boom, gets the sack.
But can you go back to the beginning so we can see the jump at the line of scrimmage? We've now seen that 3 consecutive times, and clearly that's who he is. We've heard about it for years, Cam Wake.
Yep.
How do you offset that? How do you beat that as a Vikings offense?
The only way to really beat that is by mixing up the snap count, is by the center having a lot of discipline. This is when crowd noise comes into play and you get, you know, guards looking back and they're tapping and they're doing all. You have to find a way to mix all that up, and that's on this guy right here to be able to do that. To be able to know when to do that. Because there's certain times when you want to mix things up and certain times that you don't.
Wow.
The other thing that you're going to see with a guy like this is you're going to see a lot of screens, and there's some other things that you can do to get them off their game. But you're not going to block this guy. Forget about it if you're looking at a tight end and a running back. So Miami plays a fair amount of 3-deep. And what teams are able to do is get 5 guys out. So what happens in this situation, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys in routes, but you only have 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders, 4 under, 3 deep, right?
Yep.
So that basically floods the zones, and you're able to find the holes. So Brady makes a quick decision, gets it out, boom, missed tackle by the linebacker. The linebacker should be wrapping this guy up, Edelman up, and getting him down, but now we're getting about another 10 yards after the catch.
Yeah.
So same situation later in the game, okay? 4 receivers on the line of scrimmage. But again, you're getting what? 5 guys out. So you're looking 1, 2, 3, 4 under. You know, you're going to have a lot of problems covering all these holes. So as these guys set up, they call these spacing routes. receiver set up. You have one guy here. This guy can't get there in time. You just have a guy that's wide open. So the quarterback has to be able to anticipate that, get the ball out quickly,
yep,
and then turn that into positive yardage. Now, we look at what Teddy Bridgewater was able to do and how we've gone after some of these kinds of situations, reducing the field up on top. Again, we're overloading the zone. We have three receivers, and they basically have two defenders. This guy's trying to work over here to give additional help. But when it gets to here, we've got him. And we've got a guy on the run coming through that zone. You get that ball past him, he gets outflanked, be able to move the chains. So Teddy's able to recognize these things and make proper decisions. Again, we're looking at four wide receivers on the line, flooding the zone. We've got three out over here, and now we've got those spaces. And then this is a great job by Rudolph getting under here. Now this linebacker is looking at the running back. It's called what Jack Del Rio used to call the old cheese route. He's got to continue to get deep,
yep,
because two or three of these is equal to one of these. But nope, he got enamored with the running back, and boom, you get a pass to Kyle Rudolph. Unfortunately, he couldn't keep his feet. Now, finally, for Teddy, another good example of getting the ball out in time. Look at what do we have here? Five receivers.
Yep.
They do have five. They have five guys underneath, but this guy's deep third, so he's really not going to factor into it as much. And you're going to see there's the hole and the double slant, the old Ernie Zampezi route. He pulls in just enough to tie up the linebacker, and he fills in that gap behind him. They hit this route twice. What a great job by Teddy seeing it and getting the ball out in time. Those are the kinds of things that we're seeing out of the kid now that we really need. The last play, this is how you beat the blitz. This is one of the answers if you want to go after this and you're going after someone who's getting five receivers out. You only have five guys in protection. You blitz five guys and create one-on-ones. However, now you're looking at 1-2-3 on two.
Yep.
So they're very outnumbered here on the bottom. Teddy sees it, Kyle breaks it off, boom, another throw and catch. So those are the certain ways you attack, and I think we're seeing enough out of Teddy Bridgewater right now and his ability to assess what's in front of him, know where these routes are going to come open, that he can get that thing out quickly enough. You leave that outside guy, let him go free, he won't get there in time.